Welcome back, children of the revolution. This is Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr. here on Ace of Spades PDX with the audio anthology and educational program. What you're not listening to. Yeah, can you tell I still record these live in one take? This week and next week, we will be presenting programs that I originally produced for International Jazz Day for 2016. As I promised in the past, I would start putting these up on Apple and Google Podcasts. So this is the first one of our archival releases. This is a Jazz Fusion Part 1, and next week we'll be doing Jazz Fusion Part 2. Am I a better audio engineer or host? Well, you can be the judge of that. And it is what it is, and it was what it was, and hey... So if I sound a little different than I normally do here on these shows, just chalk that up to inexperience, I gather. Naivete, isn't that what the French say? Yes, they have a word for everything. Love to you all, and we'll see you next week.
Welcome back, one and all, to the online podcast series, What You're Not Listening To, here on Ace of Spades, PDX.com, and I'm your host, Ben Brown, Jr. And it is not Throwback Thursdays. We typically like to do these shows. It is Saturday, the 30th of April, 2016, and today is International Jazz Day. And Ace of Spades PDX is very, very proud to be a part of UNESCO's International Jazz Day 2016. International Jazz Day is an event hosted by UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. And if I am not mistaken, there are almost 200 events happening today around the world. And we are grateful to be a part of it. And for those of you who are either catching it today, or if you download it or stream it, it is your choice. And it will stay up on this website for as many times as you wish to hear it. And in honor of this very special day and very special show, we chose a very special, at least we'd like to believe, a very special topic. This is Jazz Fusion, the first wave from 1969 through 1976. Even though the seeds of what we now call the first wave of jazz fusion had been sown for most of the 1960s, it wasn't until Bitches Brew by jazz luminary Miles Davis was released in 1969 did the form first gain widespread notoriety. As with most immediate and radical departures of a signature sound, there were many who derided the genre, and in this instance, as pandering to rock audiences. Regardless of the classic jazz pedigree that many of the biggest names in this new music form carried. Oddly, unlike jazz or rock and roll, the first wave of this hybrid was steadily developing among the blues, psychedelic, and progressive rock scenes of England prior to gaining acceptance in the United States. To the uninitiated, the sound of jazz fusion is a heady mix of not just traditional jazz and rock and roll, but often with elements of avant-garde or free jazz sounds, and with some of these artists, an extension as well of rhythm and blues and the then newly emerging funk sound. Most notably, jazz fusion is the sound of jazz going completely electric. This also meant amplification and a volume at times that would rival many of the major heavy groups of the period. Additionally, fusion brought new musical instruments into the realm of jazz that were previously unheard of, such as the violin, the electric bass, and synthesizers, sometimes at the expense of brass instruments, which had previously been a mainstay. Regardless of the derision by so-called purists, fusion also brought jazz music and jazz musicians onto stages typically only reserved for the most successful pop and rock acts for the very first time in the United States. And we're not going to waste any more of your time. We're going to be kicking it all off in high fashion from 1976 with Stanley Clark, the title track to his album School Days. Philadelphia native Clark was one of the original members of Return to Forever, one of the original wave of jazz fusion groups. This song was the title track from Clark's fourth album and was the bridge between the first wave of jazz fusion and a second wave, which incorporated more R&B and funk influences into the mix. Clark was an innovator of the electric bass in jazz fusion, and you can hear its prominence on this track. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
And welcome back, one and all, as we come to the end of the first part of our very first show here on aceofspadespdx.com, What You're Not Listening To, for International Jazz Day 2016, looking at jazz fusion artists from 1969 through 1976. We started it all off with School Days from 1976 by Stanley Clark. The second track up was Joyride from 1974 by 11th House from the album Introducing the 11th House with Larry Correo. This is a track from the debut album by 11th House. They are considered, along with Return to Forever and the Mahavishnu Orchestra, to be one of the original jazz fusion groups. The band has a short discography, but along with Larry Correo, 11th House also launched the career of drummer Alphonse Muzon. Our third track up was from 1975 from the group Passport, and the album was Cross Collateral, and the song was Jadu. This band was formed in Germany in 1971 by saxophonist Klaus Doldinger. The group, like so many other jazz groups, have had a revolving membership, but are still active to this day. This track is from their fifth studio album, and was their first charted LP in the United States. Our fourth track up was from 1976, Passenger in the Dark, from the album Aurora by Jean-Luc Ponty. Hailing from the Normandy region of France, Ponty originally was a classical violinist until he discovered jazz music in Paris. His instrument of choice is truly unique for a jazz group of any flavor, which is the violin. Among his resume credits are the Mahavishnu Orchestra, Frank Zappa, Elton John, and on his 1991 album Chocola, blending jazz fusion with West African musicians. And the track we just heard was Yours is the Light from 1973's Welcome by Santana. Arguably the best known of all the acts in this program, the album on which this track appears, Welcome, signaled a complete change in musical style for the Santana Band, which started on their previous LP, Caravanserai. The lead vocals on this track are by Flora Purim, who we will hear more from in the second podcast. Within a year of this release, Carlos Santana, their leader and a man originally from Jalisco, Mexico, would also record an album with John McLaughlin of the Mahavishnu Orchestra entitled Love, Devotion, and Surrender as a tribute to John Coltrane. And we'll be kicking off the second part of our very first show with Meeting of the Spirits from 1971 from the album Intermounting Flame by the Mahavishnu Orchestra. Founded by Englishman John McLaughlin, a veteran of a series of jazz fusion albums by Miles Davis, the Mahavishnu Orchestra truly put a heavy emphasis on the rock and roll aspect of jazz fusion. The group would also spawn several famous alumni, including Jan Hammer and Billy Cobham. The group was so popular among rock fans that even Aerosmith opened for them in the 1970s. We'll be right back. welcome back, everyone, as we come into the home stretch here on our very first show of two for International Jazz Day 2016 here on aceofspadespdx.com, and I'm your host, Ben Brown Jr. Kicked off the second part of our first show with Meeting of the Spirits from 1971 from the Mahavishnu Orchestra from the album Intermounting Flame. And the track we just heard was After the Cosmic Rain from the group Return to Forever. This was from their 1973 LP, Hymn of the Seventh Galaxy. This is a track from the group's third LP, and Chick Corea, the group's founder, had played, like so many artists in this first wave of jazz fusion, with Miles Davis at the start of his electric period. Interestingly, three of the group's members during this period, Corea, drummer Lenny White, and bassist Stanley Clark, also played on Chaka Khan's fabulous 1982 jazz LP, Echoes of an Era. And we're going to be finishing up the very first show here, our very first hour, for International Jazz Day from a track from 1973 from the album Headhunters by Herbie Hancock. And the track we'll be playing from Hancock's 12th album, Headhunters, is a signature release among funk music being an integral part of jazz fusion. Hancock brought a pedigree in classical, traditional jazz that few were able to match and caused many of the naysayers to take a second look at a genre they had previously been critical of. In 2007, this recording was added to the Library of Congress. And if you have questions, feedback, comments, love letters, and requests are always welcome, please drop us a line at www.aceofspadespdx.com. We hope to see you for the second hour, and we're going to be leaving you all with Chameleon. And love to you all. I'm